Time now for the Hardline.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Hardline features former St. Louis Blue, Cam Jansen.
Now the right by Jansen. Another left by Jansen. Now he goes to the uppercut.
And former Missouri Tiger, T.J. Moe.
Underneath, T.J. Moe sidesteps a man, gets to the 45. Left sideline, he's got a seam. T.J. Moe to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house. 68 yards.
Whoa, unbelievable.
The Hard Line starts now.
What up, St. Louis? This is a Hardline, 59 The Fan at 59thefan.com. We are at the studio today, rocking. It is a beautiful day outside. People are here sitting outside, enjoying some lunch, looking at those 4K TVs at the Kirkwood Brewhouse, which we dine all the time there, Rock. Hey, buddy?
Oh, it's so good.
Isn't it good?
I think I actually might get some food after here after work today. Also, you can tell how good it is because the TV was off. When I walked in to start with the midday grind today. So I turned my chair and I was watching the football game through the TVs there without then realizing you have a TV
right next to you,
unbelievable idiot.
I got the remote right here, too.
So, yeah, that was a stupid thing on my part, but it did showcase how awesome the TVs are at Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Exactly.
The patio.
And you can read the ticker
over
there, too.
So, hey, anytime I can embarrass myself and help out the people support us, I'm down.
I'll help you embarrass yourself, too. I'm really good at that, to be honest with you. I embarrass myself all the damn time.
Unfortunately, notice how I haven't, you know, gotten cocky or challenged anyone to athletic contests now that Eric Messersmith is in the studio.
Exactly.
Because
I walked out
with a winning record, and unless I can convince John to race me, I'm not going back into
John's not going to do
it. I'm not going back into that gauntlet against either of you two.
I'd pay to see that bad boy, and I tell you this right now, before TJ takes this over, if my eyes look a little hunky-dory, it's not because I'm, you know, hanging hunky-dory out with John, but I stayed up all night and watched that baseball game last night, and I got up at 5 o'clock to skate. So,
Cameron, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it. And that the one half inning went way, way, way long. I believe it was a fifth, John. I do believe it was a fifth. We had runners and we had bases loaded. We were doing our thing. Go ahead, turn that off. But other than that, there was a lot of exciting things in that game last night, especially towards the end. But good baseball nonetheless. But, geez, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm still up watching a baseball game. Kate looks over and goes, "Are you serious?" I go, "It's my job, girl. It's my job. And I take it serious, TJ. I do."
I was sleeping.
Yeah, I know you were. Don't worry, I'll take it over.
Obviously, as we know, have won 7 straight series. They officially, wow. John Hadley joining us here. They have 12 games over 500 right now. That is 13 straight games with a home run. They had 3 yesterday. Thank you, Jose Martinez, Jed Jerko, and Matt Carpenter. Now, John Hadley, 15-4 in August. That is the best record in the major leagues. This is the best stretch of baseball we've seen out of the St. Louis Cardinals in quite some time.
You are correct, and we will get to that. I just think, as is usually the case, you miss the big picture. You miss the big story. You miss the headline. Good for you, finally taking charge of your household.
Oh,
woman, I'm watching the game!
Yeah, she runs the show.
Hush up in your mouth, the
she
woman.
She runs the show. Trust me, I get out of here early.
And John has been happily married now for 38
years.
Yes,
he has.
He continues to be no hiccups whatsoever.
Happily? Though. Happily?
Apparently, no. I'm not making enough money, so that's coming 10 end.
No, it was a long game, man. It was 4.5 hours, my God almighty. And they go to extra innings.
So when you told Kate, keep your mouth shut, what'd she say?
How'd that go for you?
I didn't say that to her, but she gave me the look and said, "Are you kidding me?" And I had my headphones
on. So
you
thought all this in your head. You didn't say it.
Oh,
you
No, I just act like I didn't hear it.
I got you.
I usually do.
I got you.
But this morning.
See, that's not gonna
and then I woke her up this morning, too, at 5 o'clock to go skate with the boys. So she's not happy right now, and I'm going to have to do some chores when I get home.
Well, the good thing is she doesn't need any extra beauty sleep.
No.
What sort of chores,
because she's
Cam?
Naturally gorgeous.
Well, I broke my bed, TJ. I have a big indention in my bed.
This was a long time
ago.
Well, it's really broke now. It's really broke now, and I'm going to go ahead and fix that when I get home with her because she's off work today.
So,
I had to give Callie a bath.
Before we get to the Cardinals, and having heard about you, look at you, you crazy dog.
All right,
I am. I like
I'm an animal.
So, TJ, do you break any beds recently?
Yeah, how's your bed, Don? Christian together.
You owe the hotel anything down in Mexico?
No, TJ realized the power he has, and he's not going to give it up.
That's true.
TJ's become a power-hungry person.
John, I never asked that question, now.
Which been back. You shouldn't.
I didn't.
Really?
I never asked him.
What do you want?
Because I guarantee you he's the one man in the world saying, you'll get no peni.
You're not getting none of this. I don't put out for nobody.
That's right. Including you.
You know, you sure about that? This is going to happen. TJ is going to walk in with a nice diamond tennis bracelet one day, and we're going to be like, okay, now it makes a lot of sense.
How to go for it.
Yeah. Like, this one's smart.
No, I will say this much. In fact, I was at dinner last night.
That's weird.
With Randy Markell.
That's weird.
We were talking about the fact that truly, if nothing else, if this team falls apart tomorrow, having like the last 5 weeks at least made the season for me, because it has been an awesome, awesome stretch of baseball that's been fun.
No doubt.
Exciting. Thrilling. Any word? I mean, it's been a blast to watch.
It has. And you know what? If they start losing in the next 2 weeks, you are going to take that statement back, and you're going to be so pissy, and you're going to yell at everybody, and you're going to tell them they're going to be traded throughout the offseason.
I know who they are. I'm just enjoying the moment.
No doubt.
Because there's no way this team makes a playoff. I've said it before,
really?
And I'll say it again.
They're up to 40%, John.
There is no chance.
What do you want to bet on that,
God's, John? $120,000.
John, I've seen your bank account. You'd have to liquidate a lot of things. Don't that money that you
it's
have
in process right now.
To get. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it actually counts, right?
It's all coming together.
Pretty much tied up.
You really don't think they're going to make the playoffs, though?
No, the way they're
playing right now?
No, they will not make the playoffs, but it's been a blast watching
it. It has.
At
least
truly,
keep it interesting.
Do you think there's going to be some kind of regression towards what we saw for the first 3 months of the season, or you just think they're going up against a tough schedule and good teams?
As I said all along, what really hacked me off about this team, and I said this a million times, was that they were so fundamentally inept and so vastly underachieving that they were embarrassing themselves. Now, they are vastly overachieving, in my humble but extraordinarily learned opinion.
Learned.
The
I even knew that wasn't a word.
Go ahead. That's a word.
No, it's not.
Learned.
The fact is.
Learned it?
Learned. There's no D. It's second D.
I can't understand what he's saying. Go ahead, John.
I said learned. Yeah, you don't get it.
Even with Wainwright coming back, maybe Carlos Martinez coming back, there's no hope for them to make the playoffs at all.
None. I'm just speaking realistically. I have to keep it real.
I hear you.
Smalls.
I hear you.
John, you're going to be wrong about this one.
Huh?
You're going to be wrong.
I think you are too, dude.
It ain't going to happen.
See, John's one of those forward thinkers who doesn't believe in momentum. He's one of those new age guys, and that's the problem.
Cecil's turning it around.
Cecil has looked good.
Cecil has some movement on his pitches now. That I mean, it's just like
I was saying this yesterday. Before it looked like it was basically like a slow fastball. That was his curveball. Now he's got some bite on that sucker.
I think that's
Duracchio just called me a millennial.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. I do think Schulte has a lot to do with that Cecil coming back, and I think they did. But I think who was talking about that today on Frank's show is Claiborne. Claiborne was saying that Schulte sat him down and said, look, man, we want to help you. We want to get you back, and kind of pumped him up a little bit and got his confidence back. And he put him out there in different situations, and he's doing all right.
It would have amused you, Cam, because one of the more entertaining shows I ever had the pleasure to be a part of was when Claves and I worked together at 550.
Love Claves, man.
We did an entire show as the other guy.
Time out, John.
What?
Why the hell did he block you on Twitter, dude?
I don't know. He never
Seriously.
Told me.
We see him all the time. He's always at the same kind of events and stuff.
I don't
like
know.
He blocked you on
TG,
Twitter.
Oh, yes.
I'm getting to the bottom of this.
Claims TG got a little lippy.
John, text him.
No,
he's
never
in LA right
him
now.
Before. Never spoken
text
him Claves. Before once.
I want to know this.
I'm not even saying it was towards him. I'm saying he saw a tweet from you that was a little lippy.
Well, he didn't
and
call
Claves
me.
Wasn't dealing with
well,
that.
Well, what was it?
I'm not sure, but TJ.
Oh, we got to
get
to
this. TJ's Twitter feed? He's,
hell yeah.
He's 98% sarcastic sass. It's ridiculous.
No, but
it's not true.
Sorry.
Nah, but he's
got
some
stats.
There's some
facts.
No, you're not outlandish on things. You're pretty staunch, but I don't understand where Claves couldn't take the heat there.
I've never spoken to him before, but I know he blocked me on Twitter.
That's funny. So get to the bottom of
I had a phantom block from Mikklas
that
one time.
That is funny.
No
whatever with him.
What happened? You got
I had a phantom block from Bernie Mikklas for the longest time. Like I never met him in person. Yeah, it was when he. It was about like 6 months ago. I randomly went back and I was unblocked. But there was like a year and a half I can see blocked by him, and I never interacted with him on Twitter. Hadn't met him in person. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, well, whatever. So, Claves doesn't seem like he's the kind of guy that gets offended by much.
We did an entire show. We did an entire show, dude, as the other guy.
Oh, the geez. Entire Try show. Try to be John for a show.
Oh, he easy. Did. He did it pretty
That's
well.
Easy.
He did. Whenever we go to break, we should do that, dude. We got a lot of things to talk about coming back, a number of things that we got to get to. This out. He would talk about more about what's coming back or what's coming up without saying anything about what's coming up than anyone in the world. And he always had a fun number of reasons.
Now, I was listening this morning, and he had a lot of different things to say about Mike Shilton, how he's just kind of taking over and doing different things. And he's kind of type of guy where Matheny would, on breaks, would, read up on stats and this and that, where Schultz is going to go watch a movie, kind of just refresh, kind of reorganize himself, go back in there and do his thing. I know that doesn't mean much, but there's kind of a big difference there. He's just kind of – he's not always on.
That sounds breezy, but that worries me. That sounds like a guy who's great in the role he's in now, but maybe isn't the guy you want for the full season with a long-term contract.
Supposedly the front office's handpicked guy who appreciates numbers.
He's the golden child. But he's
supposedly appreciating numbers and everything else?
He is.
Well, apparently the only numbers he's interested in are the times for the next movie showing.
Oh, stop. Let him have a break, a mental break. It's working.
Let him do his thing. It has been a blast watching this team. But, like I said, I keeps it reals.
No, you do.
And I'm just saying, not a prayer in TJ Day. There's not a damn thing that I would not wager.
That's not true.
What are you basing that off of, though? I mean, for the past
couple wager Brendan's life.
Extraordinarily, just an incredible base of knowledge banging around in this cranium.
Big cranium. It is.
We were just discussing this today.
I mean, it's a fact.
I'm just saying.
But no, it's interesting, right. John, though. It is, because I completely disagree with you. I think they're just rolling, and they're meshing, and they're doing their thing. And, they got the captain going, too.
I was meeting someone this morning. Uh-huh. I have to tell a story while I'm live. I was meeting someone this morning, and along those lines, he said, dude, don't wave or anything. Just stick your head out the window, and I'll find you that way. So apparently,
don't do it over an intersection. Yeah, it's like, you get decapitated.
Apparently, my head's big enough that it cannot be used as a navigating tool. But go ahead, TJ. I'm sorry.
So I'm looking at the. This is FanGraphs, and I know you believe in just swinging up instead of long.
He's a swinger,
exactly.
FanGraphs does swing have up. Some. Now, I don't fully agree with what's going on because they don't take into account how guys are playing and what's going on and injuries and all that, I don't think. The Cubs still have a 97.1% chance of making the playoffs. They're going to. But at this point, the Cubs are playing terribly. The Cubs, I think, have only, they're 11-10 in their last 21. They still have a 10% chance of winning the World Series, and which is the most in the National League.
You know what's ironic?
Actually, no. I'm sorry. I've lied about that. The Dodgers, who are
thank God they got Manny Machado. I think they are what? I wrote it down here somewhere. I think they're 16-18 with Machado signed. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're throwing out stuff. I'm just saying.
Well, I do my homework. I watched the damn game last night.
I'm excited. I got half a chub listening to your baseball stuff.
Doing my thing, Jane.
I'm praising you. How great that was.
Sometimes I'm praising you.
Sometimes I feel
hallelujah.
Like
let me tell you something right now. You want to talk about irony of all ironies, mm-hmm. Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking Rock. He called me a millennial.
He did.
Unbelievable.
I said you were forward-thinking. If you want to just assume that means millennial, fine.
I did not say. You did not say forward-thinking.
Rewind the tape. I said you're one of those forward-thinking people. That's all I said.
I'm a backward thinker. Right now, you know who I think, over the course of the last 2 years, you can clearly make a case for being the most disappointing manager in the National League?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Madden?
He's getting some heat right now. Go read some of the stuff going on in Chicago. They're not too pleased with him.
Joe Madden.
Oh, yeah.
Who, by the way, all these millennials in this city wanted Joe Madden as the Cardinals manager. Joe Madden, Joe Madden, Joe Madden, Joe
fun, lively, jokey.
Jokey.
Jokey. Can we write it for you? J-O-K.
Learned.
J.
Learned. Can I point something jokey. Out about this Fangraphs thing? So I'm looking at the Fangraphs probability, playoff probability percentages and such. The Dodgers, you can go ahead and shut
go
that
ahead.
Off.
Shut that off. Second time.
The Dodgers, is that Claves? Ask him why he blocked me on Twitter.
No, he has not responded
to my
Twitter.
No, because if it is, get him on ASAP.
He has not responded to my Twitter, by the way, yet. But I only
tweeted
him.
Here, let me text
or not
him.
My, no, no, I texted him. I texted
right,
him.
Okay.
5 minutes ago.
I'll get to the bottom
the
of
the Dodgers, and this must be based on schedule and whatever, but the Dodgers, who are 2.5 games back right now from the Diamondbacks, and in fact, they're, what, 2 games back from the Rockies in the NL West, have a 52.7% chance to win the division, while the Diamondbacks are 2.5 games up. Have a 27.4% chance to win the division. Does that make any sense to you, John?
Hit me with it one more time.
All right. They are just about twice as likely to win the division as the Diamondbacks are, while the Diamondbacks are 2.5 games ahead of them.
Schedule, maybe?
I guess.
Oh. I know where they're calling. Supposed to have somebody come by the house and check the heating and air conditioning unit.
Ah, yes.
Is that you got your answer, TJ?
No.
From John?
Okay. Nope.
So, hit me with that one more time.
I'm looking at Fangraphs as we speak here. This is the playoff probability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the NL West, which right now, the Diamondbacks are in first, then the
correct.
Rockies a half game back, and the Dodgers 2.5 games back. Mm-hmm. But the Dodgers are almost twice as likely to win the division as the Diamondbacks, who are 2.5 games ahead of them.
Is there a huge differential in home games played to point?
It does not say on this.
Just looking at the Diamondbacks' schedule, this actually doesn't surprise me. They have it's pretty rough. I mean, they still have to. I mean, they have another. They have to play two teams in the AL, both Seattle and Houston. I know Houston's on
the
down part, but obviously
the Dodgers have played
an extremely talented
games.
Team. They have 4 games against the Dodgers in L.A. They have 4 games against the Rockies in Colorado. They have the Cubs still on the board. The Diamondbacks have a rough schedule here.
Okay, now compare that, and don't ever mumble again. Try and take my job.
I already answered that question.
Go check out the Dodgers and the Rockies schedule and see. You try and get me a differential.
Just interesting there, because the Dodgers have played too, so the Diamondbacks are going to have 2 more home games the rest of the way here.
No, it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, schedule, man. I'm sure it has a lot to do with it. But
on the flip side, the Dodgers have the Padres in a bunch of games. They play the Reds. They play, again, another series against the Padres. They close against the Giants. And they have a series against the Mets in there as well. They do have to travel to Colorado and back here to St. Louis. But overall, I mean, there's just not the big haymaker, especially the AL teams just sitting there ready to take a series away from you like there is on the Diamondbacks schedule.
Did you get Claves Texas back yet? Why don't you get him on the air?
Yeah, tell him to call in. I know he's just hanging out there.
John, you look busy.
I am very busy. I am very busy.
Well, no,
I'll go smoke a train and get a hold of Claves.
855-2.
Do your thing.
But again, I'm telling you, look at this. You look at this whole, the way this whole thing's playing out right now, and maybe the most disappointing team in the National League, aside from the Nationals, and a manager who's getting a heck of a lot of issues. Let me tell you something right now. I would not be remotely surprised to see the Chicago Cubs still wind up winning the World Series.
Yeah, man. They're going through a slump. Going through a slump.
Really?
Oh, can I break that news?
Go ahead, Rock.
Cardinals, according to Jeff Passan, have just traded for Matt Adams from the Nationals.
Wasn't he put on waivers?
Or I guess
same with Bryce Harper.
But it's
and Daniel Murphy.
Yeah,
Daniel
Murphy. When it was the waiver trade deadline, they put him on waivers. Somebody accepts him, then you get the deal done.
But
that's
you can take him back.
Yeah, that's why there was also a report that Bryce Harper was claimed. Now it just remains to be seen if there's a
deal
being done.
Here's the less interesting news. Craig Mish, who was all over, well, he was the one who said Stan actually maybe would come here. He was wrong about that, but we had him on a lot during the Stan stuff. Source indicates the Chicago Cubs have claimed Daniel Murphy from the Nationals. They are working out a deal.
There goes your World Series winner.
Here's
the
thing,
though. I just said they could still wind up winning this whole thing.
Here's the thing, though. With Daniel Murphy, I don't think at any point anyone's saying that they're going to beat the Cubs with offense this year. I mean, the Cubs pitching is so bad that, yeah, Daniel Murphy improves a part of their team that's already strong. I don't know if that makes me that much more worried about the Cubs.
Well, maybe all of a sudden you go from losing 8-7 to winning 9-8. That's fair. I don't know if it is or not. I was just saying it to say, but apparently I've made a good point today, Cam.
Yeah, you did.
All right, I'm glad you did that. So, hey, 855-282-8255. Cam, tell me about Smash It.
Smash It?
Yeah, tell me all about it.
Smash it all up, baby. No, it's great. You got to check this out, man. You know, you guys, when you got a bunch of clutter in your basement, or you're tearing down houses or whatever you're doing for your work, you need a bunch of dumpsters, and you put a bunch of crap in dumpsters, furniture, whatever the case is, it builds up so fast, and there's really nothing you can do. And what costs people money is when you have to go get it picked up, dump it out, and then bring it back. It's just a pain in the ass. Well, this Smash It has this, it looks like a little cherry picker, and it's real nimble. It'll creep right in your driveway, and it has this huge ball on the back of it. It goes down and smashes up all the trash and the furniture and all that stuff, so you can keep refilling it, because what costs you money, again, is when you have people come back out and picking it up. So this is going to save you like 40%. You got to check it out. 5-9 The Fan video we did, me and Hannah and Nick, y'all. We did a video. Check it out on 5-9TheFan.com. They'll show you exactly what it does. But check it out, man. Smash It. It works. And, again, you don't want that eyesore in your driveway for, you know, any longer, because your neighbors will complain about it. Trust me on that. So bring that in. Smash it all down. Save some money and do your thing. So check it out on 5-9TheFan.com.
There you go. That is Cam Jansen. I'm TJ Moe. John Hadley here with us. Matt Rocchio reading Twitter and helping break to the 590 audience that your Matt Adams is back.
Is this Skinny Matt or Big Matt?
I think it's Skinny Matt.
I think he's back to being big, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, I mean, I don't think he's big.
Oh,
as,
medium
I think he's
size. Big.
I think he's medium-sized city. You know, St. Louis, if, you know, best case scenario.
Right, she went back to the chiropractor that hooked him up.
So the waiver deadline here, because it's after the trade deadline here, so he cannot be used in the playoffs. I don't believe.
Really?
Isn't that how that works? Well, why have a trade deadline if you can just trade for somebody and use them?
That was my question when I read all this.
This is what happened last year with the relief pitcher.
No, because then the Nationals would get absolutely nothing for Harper, because no one's going to trade for him just to use him to get to the playoffs.
Well,
you want him in the playoffs.
What is the point of the trade deadline then?
I've always wondered what the whole deal with the way. I think honestly, with the addition of the wild card, we see less trades during the trade deadline because more teams think they're in it. So the waiver deadline allows teams, after a month or so of looking at we're not really in it, allows them to reevaluate, and then contending teams can go out and make a move, i.e., Daniel Murphy to the Chicago Cubs.
Interesting.
I don't know the answer on this, because Nicasio last year could not play for the Cardinals had they made the playoffs. So I don't know what the answer is.
I very well could be wrong about that. It just seems like crazy that we'd have all this discussion about getting Bryce Harper just to use him to springboard yourself into the playoffs and then having a contract discussion without ever getting to use him in the playoffs. But then again,
yeah, I don't know what
you're right about the Nicasio thing, so I'm not sure.
So somebody who's smarter than I can tell us all about that. 855-282-8255. We're not going to have any texts because those people don't exist, Cam. Hey,
we got plenty.
We will be right back. And this is Hardline.